I read of a very characteristic action of loving someone to the end of time. A lady posted up a comment on, I'm not even sure where I read that now, and it was of a married man who got into a relationship with a young lady. And the young lady, by her account, said she fell in love with a married man. And I think it got a little too complicated for the married man to handle. So he tried to sever the relationship. And the young lady said she'll kill herself. And one would think she was joking, right? So she went into a fit of madness. Literally, she had to be hospitalized. The hospital called the man, and he said he doesn't care. And immediately she heard that while laying on the hospital bed. She pulled out the drip that was in her veins, and you know that connection? Yeah, for drip to go into your vein. She pulled it off and was looking for a scissors to stab herself. They've been trying to manage it. Eventually, after a week, she was discharged, I hear. And then she went looking for him and found out where he hangs out. Went there and was pretty much waiting for him to show up. And he did show up. The receptionist at the hotel, I believe, and pretty much the receptionist's colleagues said that she had been bragging about the fact that he is going to make her a second wife and that he is left with no choice. So the man arrived at his hangout spot, found her, got into his car, drove off, and she swore that he has no choice, that he must make her a second wife. So that's where the story ended. So it leaves me partly with laughter, partly with curiosity, like, what's wrong? But I think I have an idea as to why she's behaving that way. She's crazy, really crazy. But maybe so is the world, and so are our actions. And maybe our actions or our crazy actions tend to vary. And sometimes you think you can get into a kind of relationship with a sensible person, and you meet the demon first hand, face to face. I hear a few of you have not been so lucky. You really met crazy people who swear that it's do or die. I don't pray for you. I'll just say I'll be here for the story. I read that and I thought, oh wow, oh this is crazy, like this is really crazy. I hear that the crazy girlfriend at the hotel was telling the staff there that she knows where the wife works, she knows the school the children attends, and so she really knows how to get to the guy. And I'm like, now you're a raving lunatic. You cannot be this desperate. Like, it's to me, it's not sensible that you are this desperate. But I guess everybody has a mission, right? Maybe not everyone has a sinister mission, but I guess some people have a mission. And if you're not careful, you get into Mission Impossible, and the stories are like this. So fingers crossed, I don't know if I'll ever hear an update on that one. But just in case I never do, you have been dealt cards in life. Play it well. That's all I'm going to say, because I'm not going to pray for you. I'm not going to say, no, don't do it. I know you want to do it. So go do it. And I'll be here when it comes. Now, it might not bite you. You know, I'm not even trying to scare you or anything. But you know that even by the laws of nature that you would find both in chemistry and physics and in biology, that there are laws, and there's cause and then there's effects. And then in physics, there's even ripple effects. There is something that you do today that the consequence of that singular action is not even one thing. It's a multiplicity of things that you probably would never even live to know. So you've been dealt cards in life. Play well. Well, that's it. The sunrise is here. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and I would love to begin with our marriage series. We have a recorded, pre-recorded program at 2:15 and then another pre-recorded program at 2:30. So it says we only have that much window for, of course, today's edition of radio, which honestly is enough for that chit-chat. My name's Joyce. The sunrise is here. And today on our marriage series, I want to discuss something that also surfaced on social media. Have I spoken about Yul Edoche since his life on social media fell into a twist and turn? I haven't, right? Okay. I'm patient. I think I know how to wait out a story. So there's no hurry to discussing him. We'll wait. So yesterday I read that, well, I hope you know how far he's come as far as social media headlining stories and sensitized, and stories that have an element of spice and spark in it. Yeah, because I don't know if he is, I don't think he is, I think he likes attention. I really think he likes attention. But also, you can't blame him because he's in the media. And maybe for many people, part of the elements of being in the media is you're a showman. And you better be a good one at that to keep attention on you. But that's not even the point. It's that it's reported that he made a statement and then first deleted the photographs of his second wife. And now I hear he's deleted all the photos on his Instagram page. Like, all of them have been removed. Certainly something is happening. And we do send our condolences to him. He lost his son, his first son, recently. Quite a situation. And one says, well, I would ask, so why did he lose his first son? And is that a ripple effect? Or is that just fate? You know, fate happens, and many times you can't question, you don't know what questions to ask. So you're left with accepting the outcomes, right? So is that fate, or is that a ripple effect of something? We don't know, but fingers crossed, we'll only have to work with all the information that we have until he makes a comeback to social media with an update on his life. I would love to wait it out. But so far, I hear the photographs of his second wife been taken out, and he even stated in a certain post that a DNA result is out. And then eventually deleted all photographs on his Instagram page. So, I mean, I'm thinking what I'm thinking, but you know, I don't like to jump into conclusions. I'm just going to wait it out. DNA is out. Okay. That should be a good thing, right? Or it's not? Well, I don't know, because he's not just lost his son. He has littered photographs of his second wife. It's like, okay, let's wait. All right. Gist. Okay, so today on the show, a South African lady was on social media, not looking for help, but pretty much trying to extend her situation to public notice. She put out two tweets, and I read it, and I wondered, yeah, this is a thing, but how many people might have experienced anything similar? Now, take it from someone who is full aware that the world is split in realms, or the consciousness of the universe is split into realms. So you know one realm, you probably might know another. You might know worlds. So I've spoken on radio to a young lady who called my show one night saying that she goes to four worlds and her favorite is the water one. You meet people and you really have to be down to let them speak so that you know what the content of their lives are really about. But here's a South African lady who put out a tweet on social media, and I'd love to share the content of that post with you. She writes, please do a background check of a person before you date him or her. I am battling witchcraft because of a man I've been with who's a wizard. It's rife. I'm referring to a spiritual background check. She further adds some body to the bone of her initial tweet. She says, how do you do a background check before saying yes? pray about that person. Ask God to reveal anything that you need to know about him or her. You'll have a dream about who the real person is. Pay attention to the dream. Don't make excuses for the person because you're already in love. What you'll see in the dream is a reality of what or who the person is. If you don't flee after being shown the real person, in case it's a she, you'll have no one but yourself to blame. In my case, before the man came to visit, I was shown a cobra at the door of my bedroom. I was already in love and I ignored the dream. Look at me now. Someone play her Chris Brown. Look at me now. Look at me now. Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday.
You are listening to Open Thought on the sunny side with Joyce. Let's talk.
So, witchcraft. Well, in her view, she says it's rife. And maybe she's referring to South Africa particularly. And I'm thinking, yeah, South Africa particularly. But I want to bring it home. I don't know if it's rife here or if it's at least been your own experience. Now, it might not necessarily be witchcraft, but it's you in a situation with someone and you like them or you're already in love with them and you're taking it seriously. And then something happens. Some of you don't believe in dreams. So even if you saw one, you most likely will ignore it. And in some cases, your life come tumbling down, or maybe your life is your life. And if that's the case, you only have hindsight to lean to. If it's any comfort, you pretty much then realize, well, I had this dream that year. Maybe that's what's happening to me right now. Welcome to the show. It's Open Thought Tuesday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I have a message here already. Joyce, that story you just told, is that love, passion, or obsession, desperation? It's obsession, desperation, something one can easily detect, and flee from. Maybe our married people can answer that, I guess. Your name's Jack. Thank you very much, Jack. That's psychosis. She's insane. Oh, she's crazy. She's out of her mind. She is stack raving mad. It's not depression. It's even worse than obsession. She's a lunatic. Are you trying to rationalize that? But maybe you're trying to rationalize it because you think, well, there is some comprehension. Well, there needs to be some understanding of the behavioral pattern. There's some things you know you shouldn't do. And even if you wanted to be a second wife, that's not how you do it. I don't see how. And this is not even saying that the guy is not stupid for what he did. He's stupid. But if she wants to be a second wife, what's she doing? Is that how to be? Like, she's not even acting like a sane human being. She couldn't even be a good neighbor acting like that. I don't see how he got in bed with her to begin with. Look, your life's story is so interesting. And keep it coming. Welcome to the show. And let's talk about the South African lady who says she's battling witchcraft. She's asking you to also do some background check. Well, have you come that close, or are you in that situation where maybe you did a background check, maybe you didn't, and your life is unraveling before your eyes? Let's talk on Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show. Oh, heaven, please. Hello, welcome. I can hear you. Go ahead. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Oh, no. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, afternoon. I'm speaking to Sandra.
Oh, no, you're not. She's going to be on the next show, which starts at 3. So if you want to speak with her, you call then. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
This is Adeshewa.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I want to comment on that South African woman.
Of course, that's the topic.
See, I believe there's something called coincidence. See, some men, if they go out with a woman and things start falling apart, they believe something is wrong with that woman. Some are like that. See, I've been in a position.
No, pardon me. Let's take you back a little bit. That's not the story. The story is that the woman who tells the story is the one battling witchcraft. She said she slept with a wizard.
Is she aware she's the one battling witchcraft? Or she's aware she's battling witchcraft? As in, she knows she's battling witchcraft.
That's her story. You're trying to upset the story. Her story is that she is dealing with witchcraft, that she was in a relationship with a wizard.
Okay, Joyce, please let me understand it. Was it after she went out with that wizard, she started battling with that witchcraft, or was she naturally a witch?
No, she's not a witch. That's why she's advising the public to do a research. That had it been she had done some background work on the guy, she wouldn't be battling witchcraft. And she tells the public to pray to God for revelation. Did you hear anything I said?
See, I've been hearing, maybe I'm taking it the other way around.
Yeah, you are, obviously.
Okay, because yesterday what you played, I wanted to comment on it as in what you played yesterday and what you are saying today is almost the same thing. It's just as if when somebody is telling you the same thing all over again, you know.
Oh, okay. So I think I understand you, but what you're saying has no bearing on the story. You're speaking of a situation where the man's life has fallen apart and he's looking for someone to blame. I think that's putting it simplistically. But no, that's not the story. In this story, the girl says she was in a relationship with a wizard. She said she even had a dream, but she disregarded her vision. Now, she's pretty much trying to shed off whatever elements of this guy that she's picked up. So, yeah. If you want to make a contribution to what I just said, this is the conversation. Your part is not the conversation. Thank you very much. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon to you. Good to have you.
Can I put my tongue in the chair matter?
No. I told you we're waiting. I said that. Let's
okay.
Wait.
Okay. Let me put about second wife now.
Yeah, like, sure.
Okay. Now, a second wife that is not discussed with the first wife, maybe because of the infertility of the woman
the
man,
no.
Or the faith they take it. For me, it's not an important.
No, yes. You don't understand. I'm not speaking up on that. I'm not speaking about, that's not the topic. The topic is about the South African lady who dated, can you guys hear me? Something is happening here. There's a disconnect. So far, my first two callers don't get what I'm saying. It can't be that you don't get what I'm saying. Oh, Lord, it shouldn't be that you don't get what I'm saying. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sony side. Hello.
Hey, George.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
What an interesting topic.
Sure.
Yeah. So I have a
Tell
friend.
Us your name and go ahead.
My name is Ngozi.
Welcome.
And I'm calling from Michigan.
Welcome.
Yeah. So I have a friend back home when I was in Nigeria. And he met this lady who he was about to get married to. But the same lady had to force him to go into a church for prayers. And he decided to go to that church for prayers. And it was in that church they told him that the lady that sent you here, if you get married to him, to her, she has a spirit husband that's going to manifest in the physical and it's going to make your life miserable.
Oh boy.
He was really shocked and was like, this can't be true. But after he all said and done, he went back home and asked the lady, this is what they told me in church. And they told me you have a kind of spirit husband. And she said, yeah, that she knows about it. And he was like, how in the world do you know about this man? She said he comes to him. The spirit husband comes to her in his sleep and makes love to her. How long ago have you known about this? He said since childhood. And truly, long story short, they never got married. And the guy told me a while later that he had a dream where he saw this lady being held by this huge, tall my muscular old man. And she was like a little child waving back at him. And when he awoke from the dream, he called his pastor and told the pastor about it. And the pastor told him that this is the lady is just letting you go out of her life right now. That if actually you had married her, that thing will have manifested in the physical and your life will have been miserable.
Oh, he's lucky she told him.
Yeah, and...
oh, God saved him.
It really tells me a lot about these things. And I also recently found out that Indians really do this astrology to find out if they're actually compatible, to see what happens before they go into that long-term contract called marriage.
Mm.
So I'm beginning to see that, yeah, there is a correlation between this. And truly, it is wise for people to do some investigations.
What kind of investigation, real quick? You have 30 seconds. When you say investigation in this regard, what would you mean?
You have to pray about it and hope that something comes out to you in your dreams.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, tell me you get me. Yeah? So, once again, a quick recap. We're discussing a message put up by a South African lady who said she didn't know, or at least she was told, but she disregarded her vision where a cobra was at her door. She eventually was in this relationship with a guy who, after they broke up, she realized that she's battling spiritual concerns. And that's exactly what informed her putting out a message on social media. So your life is on the table for a conversation. Let's talk about you and how close you've come to the darkness. We'll be right back. Let's talk 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. Hey.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon
Joyce.
To you. No. Hold it back. No, that's not my name. My name's Joyce Onyemowa. You stretched
okay.
It and it confused
me. Akonuche is the problem of life.
What's the problem?
Akonuche, that is knowledge.
Oh.
I don't know what wish has done better for in the world. And I don't know why people believe there is a wish. Because they lack character, they lack discipline.
Hold on. Wait, are you saying that there are no witches and wizards?
That's my belief.
Guy, where have you been?
I have to explain why. Because I go through everything when people can talk. Okay, about evil spirit or devil or Satan.
Oh.
Or I'm coming, man. You cannot change me. I know
what
I went through. Even my mumsy, the one that born my mom. I accuse them, but let's not let face me. There's nothing like that.
Okay.
My name is Mazodeo. Why I know is that if you change yourself to normality of gospel life church, there's no evil. But because of people characterize evil, even manifest, you think it's Satan or anything. No. Why did witchcraft never make best in the world? If it's worse, why worse never destroy the life? If you get knowledge of, like, I don't know English well. I don't go to school. I have to explain deep about nature. You know?
I think you've done enough by telling me you don't believe in it. But are you sure don't believe in the darkness?
No. Brightness is the future because the level of one being is brightness.
No, not brightness. Darkness, evil.
No,
you don't believe in the
darkness. You cannot change that. Nobody will tell me that.
Hold on. I'm not trying to change you. I'm trying to understand you. You say that there is no evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Evil is in humanity. All evil is in humanity. Character in humanity.
No evil from beyond this realm.
No evil in spirit. It's your character. What you want to do? Destroy something? Do anything?
Okay.
Do anything wrong?
Clear.
Evil is the world. There's no any evil because if you are in life, no matter knowledge, education is not everything.
Oh, okay, we're not going to do that. We're not debating education because...
Knowledge of nature says. If you know it, I can teach it, but I don't go to school to bring a typical English. But I know more than professors.
That's a different conversation all by itself. You know what?
Okay,
thank you very much for calling. Lagos, Nigeria, we're off on a break. We'll be right back to talk about whether... I think the first question I should have asked is, do you believe in evil? Well, nice meeting you if you don't. The conversation continues on the other side of one. We're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Oh, 5 minutes past 1 p.m. Welcome. And the conversation continues right here. You're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. And it's Open Thought Tuesday. And, of course, as you can tell, the story, or I have a story for you that I subject to public thinking and, of course, contributions. I have a message here on WhatsApp. He says, Joyce, this story reminded me of a female friend I met while in school. She was an air hostess and a student back then. She was super beautiful. I was on her case for a while. She liked me too. Heaven and back.
Ooh.
We did everything together. But make out, I keep having funny dreams. Wait. Take it back. We did everything together, but make out. Oh, I see. Thank you. Okay, that confused me a little bit. You say, and I continue, I keep having funny dreams about her until Sunday. She told me she's a spirit girl, that she loved me so much and didn't want me to get into trouble. Hence why she didn't allow me make love to her. She belongs to a witch cult. They take guys' destinies. The way I jackpot. She told me some scary stuff about her and what she's done to men on flight. What airline is that? What airline is... Goodness, this is crazy. This story... Wait, you guys have story. I could write a book about your stories. So I think that some of these spirit people are kind of nice depending on who they meet. Yeah, I think when they meet good people, they tend to be... Maybe when they meet good people, they tend to be nice to good people. So this gentleman here, whose name I'm not going to mention, even though I don't even have a name, says he met a young lady... And she worked with an airline as an air hostess. And given his story, she allowed him get away. That's the best way to put it. If you know a better way, holler at me. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You're on the Sony side. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking. My name's Joyce. And, hey. Welcome. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Remember the volume of your radio set. You owe me that one.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Joyce, right?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Now, yeah.
What's your name? You know mine.
Oh, yeah, Adi.
Adi.
Yes.
Welcome.
All right, thank you. So the South African story, I believe in it, and it's quite important that guys should investigations. Now... Yeah, the investigation, well, in my own opinion now, really doesn't need to also be by prayers. They have some, what do you call them now, right? In the Yoruba mythology. They have like far priests who specialize in for telling what lies behind.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I also had that in Yoruba mythology that once you tie...
Hey, yo, where are you? Hello? Come back.
You're going to find out what happens, what is going to happen to that child, so that if there's anything needed to be done, I mean, that thing is done urgently. So these things, they are real. They are real. Some of those men or women as spiritual...
Hold on a second. Let me go back. I'm really trying to connect the dots between your last two sentences. You're saying Yoruba mythology, when a child is born, you go check out their destinies. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I had. Yeah, a neighbor of mine told me that. Yes, they do not destiny, really. Yeah, well, they go to find out if there's any catastrophe ahead of the child.
And how to dodge it.
What they now do is that they quickly let me say, like, if there are solutions... They quickly like go to arrange for the.
Oh, I get it. Okay, just to prevent it from happening.
To prevent it from happening.
Yeah, I get that.
You understand me?
Yeah.
So the point I'm trying to say now is that because You know, some people said, okay, fine. It need not only be prayer only. You know, you do everything, a combination of all the things. You know, some things. That's
all right. I get it.
Including AROT, which is African. Sorry, ATR, which is African traditional religion. You know, some
things. It's an African traditional religion, so also check out your future.
Yeah, I'll determine like in this situation now. What the South African case we're talking about.
Okay, you can use it to determine someone else's life. Like, you can look into their life.
Yes, yes.
Is that separate from witchcraft, in your view? You think it's different from witchcraft?
Well, yeah, we see the thing is that in the spiritual spiritualism, there's forces of evil and there's forces...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, now, and so in the spiritual realm, right, the
you have
so,
1 minute.
Okay, so you can if because forces that are for good, right? What we are looking for is forces that support good. So if something is going to be antagonistic to you, they will have a way of telling you that this thing is not going to work.
All right,
in your
okay.
Favor
I kind of get your import. All right, yeah. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. It. Thank you. I have a message here. He says he is from Igboyafon, Lekki. He says evil exists and are in operation in our world. Demonology studies reveal that these demons are agents of darkness, which comprises of the unholy trinity, Lucifer, which is Satan, beast of the sea and air, and false prophets. They all control, influence, and involve in daily activities in our world. Thank you very much for your message, the gentleman from Lekki. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. Hey.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome.
An honor to be on this call. I've been meaning to call you
for
ages.
It's a pleasure having you.
Watching you. Yeah, but good. My name is Fred.
Welcome, Fred.
Good. Concerning this topic, very good topic, and I would say, as an opinion for me, there's evil everywhere, but it depends on who believes in it, who chooses to believe in it.
Mm.
And as a person, I don't believe in it. I don't care if it exists. I don't go about haunting it. You haunt what haunts you. And if you don't get the satisfaction of being haunted, then you live in that dream.
So let's figure this out. Let's narrow it down. You don't believe it exists, or you think, well, if it's not haunting you, then it's, I don't know. If it's not haunting you.
Let me say it this way. It exists. Everything, because people talk about it, because it's there, it exists. But the individual who doesn't want to believe in it, it cannot work for the person. I'll give it, before I shut down, I'll give an analogy on being physical. You're walking down the road and you see a group of guys sitting down there, smoking hemp and everything else. And if you don't look and greet them, they will not greet you, except there's something that they want from you. So why offend the predator?
You have a point. But you also, in your statement, have said, if you don't stop and greet them, they wouldn't stop and greet you, right? So why
go after them?
Yeah. So you said, except they want something from you. Is it possible that the darkness can want, or evil can want something from you without you wanting to interface with them or interact with them?
Because of time, Joyce, I would have told you a lot of things about this.
Well,
thing,
take a while. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Are you sure you couldn't have put that in two sentences? But I'll take your excuse. Hello, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Hello. Your Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Udra.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I believe that it exists. But if you don't practice it, it has no power over you. Because I think they say like attracts like. So if you do practice it, it will have power over you. But if you don't, it may not have power over you.
It may.
That's my answer.
All right. Thank you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Shazam. My name is Ogechi.
Thank you for calling.
I believe that whatever that someone believes, the thing will work for that person. Like now, people will say, if you believe in those things, that they will attack you. The things, those things will attack you. Like myself, now, I don't believe in attacks. But when they have small headache, they say, ah, they have come with evil people. I don't believe in those things.
So are you saying that the South African lady is crazy? That she probably, she's suffering, or she thinks she's suffering witchcraft because she believes in it?
Madam, me, as a female like this, I don't believe in witchcraft.
All right, thank you very much.
Depends on if she believes in those things. That is the way she will see it. I don't believe in somebody that somebody is attacking me. If anything happens, I start having double mind. No.
Okay.
And the other thing is this. Remember, there's a lot of karma, whatever you say. She might have sold something like that in the past.
Wow.
And the thing is not coming back.
You guys have twisted this story. But I guess that's a thing with stories. Thank you.
I am telling you the truth. All right.
Thank you. I didn't know we're going to end here. Off track. Hello. Welcome to the show. 16 minutes past 1 p.m. How are you? My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello? If you can hear me, please call back. You're Nigeria Info. Make it back. Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. Hello.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. I don't want to tell you that. I know you know.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Welcome. How was your weekend?
Brilliant. Thank you. I was at work.
This is my woman.
Fantastic. It's good to have you.
Collie. What the South Africa woman was saying, he exists. And the advice he's giving to people, I support it. Because, you know, Jesus was calling some people goats, serpents. So there are people like that in our world, strange people. So before you go into a relationship, pray and check whether they are one of the goat or the serpent or the scorpion before you go into that relationship. Mm. I support it 100%. Again, even America believe in witchcraft. Even UK believe in witchcraft.
Oh,
it's real. Thank you.
Sure. Nigeria Info, you on the Sunny Side. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, call me back. I can't hear you. Nigeria Info, you on the Sunny Side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. Hello. I apologize. It doesn't appear you can hear me. Then call me back. You on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, Nduka on the line here.
It's good to have you. Thank you.
Okay, I think I go by the theory you just mentioned. The South African lady, just like all the being attacked by witchcraft, I just believe it's in their mind.
Oh, you also understand? Don't believe in the existence of evil?
No, not at all. It's just in the imagination it exists.
Does good also exist in the imagination?
Certainly.
Oh, good is imaginative. Evil is imaginative. Without imagination, there is no existence to it.
No. I mean the so-called spiritual. That's what I mean.
I'm saying the same thing. So did you hear me? Are you saying that in the absence of imagination, there is no existence to it?
No existence. It's just in the mind.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I hear one more person, now I think we've heard enough people. There's a topic now for the Lords of Logic, the existence of good and the existence of evil. Wow, who knew? Fantastic. It's good because now we can make a case for what we say we believe. And if you say you believe it, I'm persuaded by your ability to describe meaning and near material, give it a material aspect. I think you can defend it. You can make it so material in your defense that we can see what you mean, your defense for the existence or good or evil. Nice. Oh, hello, welcome. If you have just tuned in, you're in for a ride. So the conversation is about a young South African lady who saw a dream about a cobra at her door, and she ignored the dream. The dream came after she got involved with a gentleman. She said she was already in love and ignored the vision and continued with her life, only to realize after a while that she's battling witchcraft. She calls the man a wizard. She said if she had known, she would have taken that vision seriously. She thinks wizards are rife. My belief is she's speaking about wizards, witchcraft in South Africa particularly. So today on the show, on Open Thought Tuesday on Nigeria Info, I, Joyce, I'm trying to understand how much of this you have experienced. If you've had a vision about something, ignored it, followed it. If you were somewhere and you made it out half dead or half alive. On Nigeria Info, let's talk. It's good to have you here. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Sorry, I want to be anonymous.
You don't have to be anonymous. You can tell me your name. Hey. No, you're not supposed to be anonymous.
I wanted to tell you life story, so that is why.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What you just, the topic you just say, it happened.
To you?
I experienced.
It happened to you?
Yes, it happened to me. Yeah. I saw a lady some years ago. I traveled to my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So December time, I went to visit somebody. I saw a lady. So from there, you know, I said, started chat. He promised me to come to my place. I said, okay, no problem. But one thing, anytime he came to my place, before he get inside room, he need to pull shoe outside and use leg and kick the shoe first. Inside the room, I notice it, but I doesn't take serious. So after some times, we move at least 2 weeks to 3 weeks. I say, which day you wanted to come to my place and spend a night? Anytime I just bring that topic, you should forget about it. One day, just told me if he came to my place, I should promise him. And not to touch him. I said, okay, that is fine. No problem. So he came to my place, we sleep. Already before then, my mom saw him one day and told me to stop. Known him from very bad family.
How did your mom know that your girl was from a bad family?
My mom told me, you know, the father is from very bad family. I should stop it. But I know my mom.
Okay.
At all. So, okay. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Hurry.
Yes. When you sleep, I thought I wake up around maybe 2 or 3 o'clock. Go and miss my kid. I doesn't touch him according to our promise. He told me to promise.
Mm-hmm.
So around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I wake, I don't see this guy. I touch my door. My door still locked. I say, I managed. I came back, I sit down, I have to sit here inside the room. The next small sleep got me. The next thing, I saw a pattern. Very big snake came to inside my room from the door. I scared. I looked everything. I don't see anything to carry. I just stand. The next thing, he went to bed and turned to this lady. When he turned, he know I saw him. Just when he get himself, he started to cry. I said, I think I cannot shout. I cannot say anything. I need to just keep what I just say. See it. I should not tell anybody. That's okay.
She told you not to tell anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I said, what is that? This is from one water spirit. I say you make me stay. He said the only thing saved me. I promise him I'm not going to
touch her and you didn't touch her.
Yes, mm-hmm. I don't touch her.
If you touch her, what would happen?
If any man touch her, I'm not going to last much.
You know what? That's a nice talking.
I cannot last. If any man maybe make promise from him, it's not her.
I already want promise from the temple. I said, why? He said, okay, if you have mine, you're going to show me something.
Oh, wait, there's still more to your story? Hold on. Look, I'm off on a break. You want to wait with that story? You can call me back. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. I'm off on a break. You better be there when I come back. You're on the sunny side. We're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I have a message here. You say, even though I don't have a name, you say, I started with this lady and it was cool, but along the line, I noticed her attitude unfolding. Felt it can be fixed as time went. She got pregnant for me, and I was thinking, how could I settle with this? But she started putting out a lot of negative vibes that I think you mean you could not take? Good. You then say, but my mother apologized. No, but her mother apologized and promised she would change. Now our baby is almost 1 year, and she's become a hard rock. Now insulting my mom and disrespects me. Well, it can be akin to witchcraft, but this is not witchcraft. This is just bad behavior. Yeah, it can be akin to witchcraft, but it's not. It's just bad behavior. And I think you saw the signs early enough for you not to have gone on with the relationship you had with her. I'm not sure why you didn't choose otherwise. It's life, and here you have been dealt cards, and I hope you play well. Thank you for your message. I have a message here from Benjamin, Reverend Benjamin. He says, the world is deep and full of mysteries. Anyone living carelessly will be reduced to a piece of bread. Nice. What kind of bread would it be? Soft bread, hard bread, toast? You know? This on East Side, welcome. Yeah. My name's Joyce, and the conversation continues. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon to you. It's Open Thought Tuesday.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Open Thought Tuesday, WhatsApp number 08095975805. 08095975805. That's the WhatsApp number. Welcome right back to the heart of the matter. Hello.
Joyce.
So, the volume, what you going to do about that?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Yeah. I everything.
Fantastic. Thank you. What's your name?
Ezekiel on the line.
Go ahead. Good to have you.
Joyce, I remember when I was talking last week, I said there is a reason why men need visions and dreams.
So,
you see, in life, you can't go ahead without visions and dreams. Right from the day humanity had entered into sin through Adam, that is, since when man has fallen from grace. That is when it is now on you.
It appears I can't hear you anymore. Hello? Hello? You're not there. Lost you. If you can, please make it back. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you. Thank you for calling.
You have Emmanuel on the line.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
I made a mistake at a point in my life that I paid dearly for it.
Tell me about it.
And that mistake was believing there was nothing spiritual.
Oh.
Yeah, believing there was no witchcraft. Joyce, The price I paid for it was enormous.
How much?
It's not
money.
What I can value.
Estimate. Oh, wow.
It was so much that it takes water out of my eyes. It takes stress. It takes a lot of time. It takes the grace of God for me to come out of it.
So, how can you tell us a story, if you don't mind?
I don't really want to go into the story, but Joyce, believe me, there is witchcraft. There is joy.
You want you so your mouth can't even tell
know,
me about it.
In those days, I always I was thinking. I mean, I was going towards the lifestyle of an atheist.
Okay.
You know, then when I would say, "Oh, there is no God. Science is this. Science has proven there is no God." But when that thing hits me, Joyce, there is witchcraft too.
Yeah.
If anybody is still believing, there is no witchcraft. And because you never see, if you don't see, you go not see witchcraft day and day real.
But I'm not going to have the luxury of hearing this story. Well, I'm hurt. But thank you very much, Steele, for calling.
Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. Yes. Yeah, Nigeria Info. All right, great. So I have a message here. A gentleman who would love to be anonymous, I guess his story... There's a body of letters here. Let's read it. He says, it's good. It's important to do research, especially spiritually. Let's go to the heart of the matter. He says, I dated a lady a few years ago who had a spirit spouse. I saw it in my dreams and I told her and she admitted to me. She said her mom was the one that took her to a priest who took her to a river and did some rituals when she was a teenager. She was married to the river god in her hometown. I damned the consequences and went ahead with the relationship. The spirit spouse attacked my business and health. I escaped fatal accidents severally. I had to call off the relationship at one point when it was getting deadly. By God's grace, I have some spiritual gifts that enable me to discover some spiritual secrets. So it's very important to find out about the other person through prayers and meditation. First of all, I'm glad that, you know, the one who sent me this message is alive and living. I'm glad that you're living to tell this story. And isn't it interesting that they never deny it when you ask them? So far today, at least I can say, everyone who's called with any kind of affiliation relationship with people from yonder, never, when they ask direct questions like, oh, I saw you in the vision with this person, oh, I saw you in the vision, they never deny it. They never say no. It's like they tell some truth, right? They do. One survivor here. Thank you very much. I'm glad you survived. Nigeria Info, the sunny side, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, my name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Good to have you.
How are you doing, guys?
I'm good, thank you. What's your name? You speak up for me, please. What's your name?
My name is Joyce.
Your name is Joyce?
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry meets Joyce. Good. It's good to have you here. Go ahead.
Witchcraft exists. Those things exist. But I'll be looking at it from the context of the scriptures. How they work is that they work on people's ignorance. So people that say those things don't exist are ignorant, and they play on those people's ignorance. So they exist. But how they operate is based on how you expose your mind to those activities. Even if you don't expose your mind to it, but don't believe on it, it works on you. Mm-hmm. So your mind now has to be focused on the things that are good, things that are of God. When you expose your mind to those things, you'll be able to overcome those things and take your authority over those things. So I'm talking from the perspective of a child of God. So God has given us authority over those things. They are forces of darkness. So they exist. And people should know and not be ignorant of it.
But you don't have a physical encounter, a personal encounter with any of these entities. It's okay. Don't come up with a story. If you don't have a story, you don't have a story.
No, I don't have a story.
Well, thank God you don't. Glad you don't. Thank you very much for calling. I have a message here from Greenish. She says, I heard Lucifer being Satan. Says who? I only believe in jinn, and they are good and bad just as they are good and bad people. Jinns have power to move object, move as fast as electric. And it's jinns that possess people and not ghosts or demons. Greenish. Well, thank you very much for your message. There's another addition to your message. You say, no witchcraft anywhere. Make nobody deceive anybody. There are only jinn. Magicians use jinns, not witchcraft. I can invite jinn to one's life and cast it out with... what? Rukia. Greenish, are you a traditionalist or are you... is this whole theory of a belief in jinn under any religion? I know someone on someone told me on Nigeria Info on the Sunny Side that the Quran refers to jinn. So I can't remember how the topic was, but I've always wanted to go back to that conversation. You remember where I think I was asking about the people who worship these other gods, like people who worship idols and stuff. I was asking for what kind of relationship and the origin of these gods. And one caller called in says now he's a Muslim. Before he became a Muslim, he used to worship something. And I think he said it was a jinn. And he said that this particular jinn, that they live in very... he mentioned some not so proper living standards. One would be, he said, one of the spirits lives in the dustbin. Yeah, one of the spirits, and he said the jinn lives in dirt. If a place is dirty and murky and smells, or probably stinks for better description, that's where you would find that spirit. And he says he worshipped this thing for a period until he pretty much just gave it up and became full Muslim, hands up in the air. Greenish, I don't know. Someone help me. That's right, right? Is that the gentleman who told me that story about worshipping the jinns before he became full Muslim? If you're listening, I think I need some recollection, so I need you to help me out with that. That's one. Two, this jinn thing, what's the theory of the jinn? I even need to read about it. How do you know a good jinn and a bad jinn? It's like when the South Americans tell you about good witchcraft and bad witchcraft. I think all witchcraft is witchcraft. You know, the traditionalist will say that they're good, you know, that they're spirits for the good and the spirits for the bad. I haven't interrogated the good side of it. I just think, well, they're about the same because, I mean, how can you even tell them apart? Do they have very distinct characteristics to say, you see, there's no good Satan, bad Satan. I don't think so. There's no good God, bad God. So... I'm not too clear because the lines are blurred. Maybe if I read about it, I'd have some insight. Particularly this jinn theory one. Anybody with jinn theory... well, it's not physics, so pardon me when I refer to that as jinn theory, but that's about the only way we can call it here on the Sunny Side. Anybody with some clear jinn theory, and it's spelled G or J-I-N-N. Greenish, how do you tell them apart? You seem to be full into it. So it's jinn and not witchcraft. You sure there's no witchcraft? Have you been to Haiti? Even your village. Why am I even saying Haiti? Have you been to your village? You sure there's no witchcraft? Okay. Open Thought Tuesday. Look, I have some work on this particular topic because now it's taking lateral dimensions. But yeah, I'm capable. Welcome. So this South African lady is our reference point today on the show. She dated a guy, later found out he was a wizard. But she had the privilege of a vision that she ignored. So have you had a vision? Did you ignore it? Are you alive to tell that story? Let's talk on Nigeria Info. Welcome, my name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you, it's good to have you.
Hello, Rejoice.
No, go back. What'd you say? What's my name?
Rejoice.
No, my name's Joyce. J-O-Y.
Oh, Joy. C-E. Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right.
I've been trying to get you on the line.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have you here. You tell me your name and you can go ahead.
Yeah. I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
I don't want to...
Actually,
people that say it doesn't exist, I don't think... I have that the same philosophy to that. Say they don't exist, but... when I get into my own, I believe it.
Can you tell me your own? What's your own? What do you mean when you say your own?
Well, I'm going to tell you my own.
Yeah, real quick.
The thing is that there's an adage I want to say first before starting with my own.
Honey, I don't have time. Hurry up.
The adage says that what an elderly man will see on Satan, the young one, if he climbs the roko tree, is not going to see.
Go ahead, move on.
My own is that when I come from the north because of the religious riots.
Okay.
Although I have girlfriends there, not very serious that I want to marry. But when I get to Lagos, I met other set of women.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I met a particular one, a very, very beautiful, pretty girl. Actually, when I saw that one, I was like, pretty ladies are mommy water or something like that.
That's a social construct. Yeah, but that's a social construct. That's not.
So, yeah. So, I was like, let me not get so close, serious about it. Let me just, guys will say, let me eat my own adjust, let the other one goes. But it was not easy as I thought. So, I introduced myself, to her where she was walking. She all say, okay, this is how you guys behave, just want to date. And, I said, no, if somebody have done that to you, we are just, different. We need to know ourselves and everything. To cut the long story short.
Thank you.
She came to my house. I invited her. She came to my house. We play and we do every other thing. Before I know it, she come regularly and everything. Before I know, she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I got scared. I said, because I don't know what it looked like for a lady to be pregnant before. I was living in a boys' quarter of my uncle in Ikoyi. Then an elderly woman saw her because the way I was so much, because I don't really know. I'm very ignorant at that time. That what is wrong with you? I buy her food, I buy prepared this thing, she will just vomit in it and all those things. So I was not really, really happy about it, not knowing she has taken in. When I realized, I was like, what am I going to tell my father?
So what happened?
So I called my father. I said I want to bring my wife, to show. They were like, okay, no problem. So when I took her to my father, what my father see in her is quite different. So he just called me aside that you can't marry this lady. I said, she's pregnant for me already. It's as if she slapped me. I have to be, going not close to him. I was like, I was not really. He said, you have already pregnant and then you bring this girl to me. What do you expect me to say? I was like, I don't really plan to, things like this to happen. He said, okay, that she understands me. He said, but I should not do the marriage. Why not? He said, spiritually, she's not the person I'm to get married with. Mm-hmm. I was like, the first time you met a lady, why would you say she's not the woman to which I should marry to?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't so with that word. It wasn't well with me. I was just saying, okay, let me just go to my house. I have brought a woman to you. So if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, I know why I like her. So that was just in my mind. So I brought the lady back home again. And the people were now, the family of the lady was, how can I just take away their sisters, their daughter like that without doing any formal thing?
Mm.
Why my father has warned me that there should be nothing concerning marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Let her give back to this one. So I was having pressure from my wife's place, and I was having pressure from my own family.
So
I was
eventually,
like, what am I going to do?
What did you do?
So a friend advised him that it is important. We just organize friends and take it there. So we just, finish it. I was like, would that be a good idea? So he said, I should not worry. He's going to organize friends for me, people for me, and I will go there. So that was what we did. And everything went okay. But at the end of that ceremony, they will ask me, among those that were sitting, which one was my own father?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say the truth. None of them, that my father is not feeling okay. That is why. They said, well, we don't give our daughter to a stranger. If your father is okay, well enough, then we can, you can come back, we can do the proper bus. But now, all what I brought and everything, they accepted it.
So
I said, no problem. So, literally, she's my wife.
So you still married her?
Like the traditional way, I would say yes. Because I pay for her bride price and everything, you understand?
But there's no witchcraft. No. You don't have witchcraft story now.
Just hold on with the whole
thing. Hurry up, man. I'm eager. So where did she show you Pepper?
I begin to get different things in my dreams and everything. Even my junior ones that came to visit me, they start seeing things in a different dimension. I was like, okay, let me tell you one funny thing aspect of it. When the pregnancy was getting to about 8 months, I was thinking of, you know, the hospital we were using, all those things, maternity and everything. My father just called me that she's not going to deliver in the hospital. It has to be in the church. I was like, you, this man, you are back again. What is the problem with you? Let me do my things the way I want it. How will I go to the church because I want to? But after the dream that I had, I now know that, yes, there was something behind it. I have to go out and look.
What dream did you have? You were even telling this story.
It's a long one.
So is she a witch or is she not a witch? Because you just...
Oh, my God. Grade one.
How? Like, what exactly makes her a witch? Like, you're alive. So how did you survive?
It's only the grace of God.
Well, thank God for the grace of God. What exactly did she do to you? I mean, of course, the grace of God. But what did she do to you?
You see, when they love a man genuinely, they will not harm that person.
Uh-huh, okay.
But any person around is like maybe they are going to be exposed.
Okay, so who did she show her witchcraft tendencies to? Your father or your siblings?
She can't do that to my father because my father is really born again, not just born again.
Okay. So who did she show Pepper now? Give me gist now. Give me long for this thing.
My junior ones around me, everybody.
Oh, what did she do to them?
So everybody now is running away from me.
Yeah, but what did she do to them?
Oh, the story is much, man.
What sort of gist is this? Thank you very much for calling. You don't even want to give us this gist.
The gist is
what did she do to them? Yeah, but you can't tell me one or two.
Let me say, she caused accidents. She did so many things.
She caused an accident.
Yes. The shoe that we forgot in the house of one of my junior ones caused a real disaster. Just a shoe of my daughter, who is late now.
Your daughter is late?
Yes. The story is a long one.
Wait, the daughter she gave birth to is late?
Yes.
Are you still married to her?
No. I'm not married to her right now. I have to flee away for my life. Oh. I never believed these things exist before, just as I told you before.
What did your father say to you? I told you.
Sorry?
What did your father say?
He said that I should not marry her.
No, I know, but after your marriage dissolved, after you left her, what did your father say?
Oh, it was with a prayer. It's with prayer because I didn't get my sense. She controlled me in every way.
Oh, she controlled you.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But it is prayer that revived me back. I'm not lying. It is prayer.
I mean, you're living now. You're living.
Yeah.
That's something.
The only regret I have is the only daughter I have. And I lost her.
Are you sure that's your daughter or that's her daughter? Because those are two different things.
It is my daughter because when you see her, she didn't.
No. I know both of you. I know. But is that child your child or her child? Because you said she's a witch. So how is that your child? Are you a wizard?
No.
So how is the baby your baby?
Medically, everything is proved that it's mine.
Yeah, medically. Did they prove her medically to be a witch? You really want to do this?
Medical can't prove somebody that is a witch.
My point exactly. Are you sure that baby is your own or the baby is her own?
The baby is mine. But where I went for prayer and everything was revealed. But it was something to which I was told, but it's... We did not specify this, and this is what will happen. They only told me that something that I love most will be taken away from me. And I was thinking,
yeah, but if she can take it, then it's not yours, it's hers, if she can take it. Well, first, I'm just happy you're alive. Be honest. Look at this moment. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You made it. That's exactly worth it. That one is worth celebrating. And I think he doesn't understand me when I say that the child is not his. But he insists that the child is his. And they took it. All right. Hello. Welcome. Make it back. I have a message here. Telephone lines, just give me a moment. You say, this woman, he says his name is Charles from Lekki. He says, I believe there are familiar spirits because I came across one before. We dated at a point of getting married. She told me her real person and will not marry me. Though I'm married now, but we still keep in touch. Honestly, obviously things about this girl is that anytime she asks me for money, when I go to the market in the morning, I will make humongous sales that day. So much spirits exist, but it's only the power of God that can destroy them. So wait, you had a relationship with her. She told you she would not marry you. Yeah, sure. I'm off on a break. That's a whole lot. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Niger Info. Okay, so the last guy said that he met a lady, and I was trying to summarize that. He met a lady. She said she could not be married to him. He is now married to someone else, but they keep in touch. And he refers to her as a spirit being, or one who, of course, that's exactly what they would be, a spirit being. But he also uses the word familiar spirit, which is a little confusing. He says they're familiar spirits. So, but are you sure what she is? Is she like a reincarnate? Is she a spirit? Is she, where is she? Do you know her roots? Like, where is she from? The water, the stone, where is she from? Is she from the air? Where is she from? All right, so I have a message here. He says, Joyce, it can be said that there are witches in America and the UK. What is sweet is that the witches' portrayal make one long to be one. What's your name? Mike. Mike, you want to be a witch or a wizard because they portrayed it in American movies. Don't be silly. Are you serious? You can be. But he has more to his thought. He writes, and I read, the African witch I don't find savory. The difference between the two perceptions lie in the portrayal of these types of witches by the instrumentalities used in perpetuation of culture and stereotypes. Oh. Iron Man, Thor, Superman, Black Adam, Supergirl, and I guess the heroes, I believe exist. And this is because they've been projected to me in movies, myths, and believably so. But do they really exist? Facts don't speak in support. The point then is there's a difference between what is believed and what really is. How and why we accept, reject is also then the function of our mind processes. Mike from Ikeja. So thank you for your message, but it's limited in the way you structure it. You can't say that how and why you believe is a function of the mind's processes. Or maybe I don't understand you clearly. Are you saying that there is no other basis for belief except the structure of the mind? Because if the structure of the mind is the only reference, or say the only, if the structure of the mind is the only resource that informs the knowledge that would determine whether you believe or not, then it's narrow. Because even your mind is a conduit. For example, the voices in your head are not your own. You are a receiver, a receptor. You are an observer. So you can't, well, I have a problem with the logic, except maybe it's not a problem. It's not a problem I should be having as much as I think it is an idea you need to expand. Because you are saying that Thor, Iron Man, Superman, Black Adam, Supergirl exist because you have seen the portrayal in the movies. Are you saying you don't believe the movies? If you even say myth, first of all, if it's a myth, does it exist? Did it exist? Have you answered that question ever before? Science tells you it's a myth. Why do they insist it's a myth? But yet, all of human history is awash with myths. Of course it existed. They just, they don't want you to believe it. Of course it did. Did Thor exist? Absolutely. I mean, there are spirits like that. There's a robot god, but science is telling us that robots are novel, that they're new. They're not new. There's a robot god. Read mythology. It's there. Off and a break. We'll be right back. Headlines? Of course.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Ecclesiastes 1:9. What has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new. No, and it's not a religious phrase. There is indeed nothing new under the sun. So mythology is not a work of imagination. No, it's not. They want us to believe it is. No, it's not. It's not. Oh, good God, it's not. Wish I could yell that in your hearing. It is. There is nothing new under the sun. It's not. So, Mike, you don't have to agree, but you must interrogate your own comprehension of the gods. And you can't say that the function of our mind's processes is what informs belief. I feel like I want to debate you on this one, because it's like if your mind processes something wrongly, then you believe the wrong thought. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you? Because it's possible for you to think something wrongly, or to assume something and be wrong, or to think something and be wrong. Yeah. So I totally disagree with that. But if you have a deeper aspect to your understanding that might help my disagreement, then I'll appreciate it. Otherwise, I think these are the kind of things we should debate on the Lords of Logic. It's not new. Oh no, they're not new. They're not. What inspires the movies? You think these guys who create movies are just geniuses? Like, these guys are just better than black people? Look at the way they tell their movies. Look at how they... You think these guys are just son of what? They're inspired by something. They're not better than us like that. They're not. Something is inspiring all these storylines. They're not just of the highest form of imaginative beings. No. All right. Welcome to the show. Open Thought Tuesday. I'm waiting for the man who called and said that he took a lady in and she became a serpent. Because apparently there's more to that gist that he didn't tell us. If you would call me back, I'm looking forward to hearing the other part of your story. So how do you live with that knowledge, knowing that you laid in bed with a serpent and God saved you? You didn't sleep with her. Ugh. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, okay, you're not ready for me because the volume of your radio sets is louder than your voice. When you decide you're going to do me a favor, then you please call back. And that favor is you must turn up the volume of your radio set. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you doing? I believe you can see my display photo. I'm a demon. But believe me, I'm a normal person like you. Demons don't exist. But if you believe I exist, fine. Because you find reason to believe I'm against your life. If you don't believe I exist, you're good. Oh, if you don't believe... What about your punctuations, demon? You're going to write me something. You're not going to punctuate. You're going to make me look like an idiot. Well, nice meeting you. Do you have a name? What's your name? You're God Black from Owerro. And you're a demon. And you can't even write very well. Don't you guys have apps in the demonic world? like those apps that help with speech and all. Well, nice meeting you. What kind of name is that, by the way? God Black. You're not even a hard demon. What's that? God black? Oh, God. The Sunny Side. Hello. Oh, goodness. My eyes are tearing up. I don't know why. I think it's the screen light. Welcome to the show. I have a recording in about, well, there's a recorded program that comes up in about 7 minutes from now. Please don't miss it for nothing. Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. The South African who fell in love with the wizard. The relationship crumbled, and now she's trying to shed off the weight of his wizardry. And only God knows what all of that can be or is. Hello. Welcome to the show. Can you hear us? No, you can't. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. Come on now.
Rejoice.
Are you going to do that or not? Yeah? Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
All right, my name is Steven.
What?
Okay, Steven. What?
Steve. Oh, sure. Please go ahead real quick. Go ahead.
All right, about the subject. Okay. I believe issues as these really are true. Okay. So whoever doesn't believe have a right to the opinion. Can I tell you a story of what happened to me?
Real quick. That's where you should begin.
All
leave
right.
people
right.
who don't believe.
All right. What happened was when I got married to my wife, okay, so I was in a dream and I saw a strange man by my bed with my wife, okay? So I understood, being that I had spiritual knowledge of what was happening, so I had to see what was happening. So when I woke up, I prayed about it, and I confronted her and asked her, have you in your sleep seen a strange man maybe trying to make out with you or try to force himself on you and all this and that? Truly, she confirmed it, and she didn't reject it. She didn't deny it, just like the other previous account had explained. So I told her, do you want this man to go away? And she said, yes, he's been coming for a long time, even before she married me. And I told her, I'll tell you what to do. If you believe in the power of our Lord Jesus and by the strength of our Holy Spirit, he's going to go away.
Hold on a second. Wait. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. You didn't know it until you got married to her?
I didn't know. It was after we got married, I understood she had spirit husband.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I didn't put it like I was going to judge her with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course.
I needed to help her come out of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So we prayed together. I told her we need to go into a fast. I told her what to tell. I told her this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to say after reading the Bible verses and into the fasting and prayer. I told her, denounce him, tell him you don't want to see him again, tell him you broke all ties with him. By the power and of the Lamb of the living God, you do not want to have any union with him anymore. Even if you didn't know when this connection was made, even if it was made in your absence, maybe when you were a child, denouncing this day that you do not want to see him again. I'll pray together with you. And we did that, to cut a long story short. And it stopped coming over time. It stopped coming from little time to time. He came and left. And the rest is history. She doesn't see that demon anymore. And the truth remains, there's witchcraft, okay?
It's all right if they don't believe. That's okay if they don't believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I knew what was happening. So I didn't, I knew the implication and what these demons could do. I knew what they could do to relationships. I knew what they could do to marriages. I knew what they could do to the men, to the women. You know, we call them succubuses and incubuses. There are two different types of them, the male and the female versions. Okay, so,
wow.
So that's just it.
Well, I'm glad you called in with that story. I do appreciate it. Wow.
Thank you, man.
Ooh. Nigeria Info, final caller on the show this afternoon. So someone is trying to help me recall the caller who said he worshipped the jinn before he converted. They live in caves, mountains, and dustbins.
Wow.
Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Yes, your name. Go ahead.
My name is Nicole from Ikorodu.
Good to have you.
Okay, speaking of the topic laid down, I think witchcraft is an interesting. Because based on something like...
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome. Hello, you'll be my final caller.
Hello.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Joy. Afternoon to you.
Call back.
You're the man with the serpent girlfriend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what's the other part of your story? Please go ahead.
So after we wake up and I started to ask how long this thing started. From the day he born.
Yeah.
I said, wow. For how long? So I know something about, I know his mom, show me his mom. His mom have one leg, he have short leg. But according to my mom me, when his mom, the day he get back to him, that thing happened to his mom. He was okay. So people accused him that, so that time. But when we started to talk, he told me he had been warned. He had been warned. Do that thing to his mom. I said, wow.
No, pardon me. Did you say she's the one who did it to her mom?
Yes.
Her birth did that to her mom. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You have 1 minute.
You have the one. I said, how many? He said, yes. That is to get more power.
Oh. So,
yes. He said to get more power.
Her mom, wait. The mom physically disfigured herself to get more power.
Yes. You have the one.
The witch with the limb. Leg. Swag.
Yes,
look
at that.
More
power. The day just the mom got best game, that thing just happened to your mom.
Oh, real?
Yes.
The witch with the limp. That's crazy.
I said, I manage.
So wait. I'm concerned about you now and this lady. Are you still friends? Like, what's it with both of you now?
Me, I don't have anything with him. Before. I don't sleep with him.
Is she your friend? Is she still your friend?
Yeah, she's my friend.
She's still your friend?
Yes. Anytime I travel home, I eat him.
Okay. Wow.
Because that time when I left school, they are pregnant and born. People, some of my friends, just call me, say, the girl, yours are pregnant. Maybe I'm the one. I said, but people doesn't know and doesn't sleep with him.
Oh.
But he just came. They told me, I said, no. He told me the day he's going to born, the guy impregnated him going to die.
Oh, hell. Really?
He told me, I don't believe because so when he told me that thing, I tried to find out to know the guy. So I went to where the guy from. I know the guy. I said, okay, let me see. And that's why the day he was born, the guy died in motorbike. The guy doesn't see the baby. He wanted to come and see. He just hear the story. He just get paid. He wanted to come and see and the guy in motorbike.
Wow. Look, your story is something, man. Thank you so much for calling. I do appreciate you telling me that tale.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, the witch has got a limp. Wow. Off on a break. I have a pre-recorded program. I didn't tell you that earlier on. 199.3, this is Nigeria Info. Open Thought Tuesday comes so close here. And after the pre-recorded program for 15 minutes, there's another pre-recorded program for another 30 minutes. It means that the sun pretty much has set. But I'll be here and be back to kiss you goodbye. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.